virus took on many shapes. The bear, the elk, the antelope.
Hosted by the Indigenous Collective of CITR 101.9 FM, Unceded Airwaves unveils the hidden pages of Indigenous history and contemporary existence. We are back and looking for passionate folks to contribute to the process of putting together our weekly radio show. Our community centers Indigenous joy, excellence, and current issues. Friends and allies are welcome. No experience is necessary. Come learn with us. Our Instagram is Unceded Airwaves, and that's the best way to keep up with us. If you're interested in getting involved or you have any questions, email me, indigenouscollective@citr.ca.
What a lovely Vancouver summer night. I can't wait to sit by myself at the beach and look at my phone. Huh? What's that?
Man, what are you doing? Get over here and come jam.
Wow, what a lovely assortment of musicians. What are you guys doing?
This is E-Studio. We come together and build connections over music. No musical experience needed. Just come socialize and build your confidence playing music if that's your thing.
Wow, this is so awesome. Now I have a real-life connections with Vancouver's international community of musicians and creatives. Thank you, E-Studio. E-Studio is an international jam group where we celebrate music from all around the world and play together. Follow us on Instagram at estudio.cafe. estudio.cafe.
On January 17th, CITR 101.9 FM presents our annual 24 hours of radio art programming, featuring innovative approaches to music and sound. It's 24 hours of spoken word, ambient drone field recordings and sound walks, collage, technical support calls, voicemail fills, sound art, and noise. Listen live on CITR 101.9 or online at citr.ca.
Hello and welcome to Unceded Airwaves on CITR.
Thank you. You're listening to Unceded Airwaves on CITR 101.9 FM in so-called Vancouver. Hold on 1 second. Unceded Airwaves runs through CITR, which is an occupier of unceded, stolen Musqueam territories. We broadcast all the way out to the unceded, stolen, and occupied lands of the Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, and Squamish people in the region that has been colonially labeled as Vancouver. We also say on Unceded Airwaves, Free Palestine. On Unceded Airwaves, we stand allied with the Palestinian Liberation Movement. So there, if we do a land acknowledgement, it only makes sense to also say Free Palestine because one means the other. So welcome to Unceded Airwaves. My name is Danny, I'm Métis Cree, and I am the Indigenous Collective Lead at CITR 101.9. And I'm joined with the other ghouls and goblins of the collective.
Okay, I can go. Hi, my name is Francis. Thanks. Hi, my name is Francis. My pronouns are they, she. And I am from Calgary, Alberta, and my mom is Mexican, so I am half Mexican as well as Brazilian, Uruguayan, Romanian, and white colonial settler.
Hi, my name is Cooper. I'm Red River Métis from Treaty 1, Winnipeg, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, everyone. I'm Aditya. I'm Tulu from India, and I use he, him.
And I use she, her, for forgot to mention that. So we have some tracks for you today. Our brains are all mush. That TikTok that was like, November as a university student is no joke. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no, oh no, it was there's nothing funny about being a university student in November. There's nothing funny about it at all.
The life of academic baddies.
Academic baddies. You really just have to romanticize it.
Exactly.
Coffee in hand, IKB, so studious, low lighting. It's the only way to get through. And doing music episodes and listening to music. That helps. Sometimes that can make you wallow in it more, though. In the November melancholy. Yeah. So the songs that we have for you are, first and foremost, Street Names and Land Claims by Ombagezi. And then, do you want to read the second one?
Then we have Unbound by Biz Hiki.
And then, sorry, what's the song name?
The third one.
Is it You Light Up Like a Child by Black Belt Eagle Scout?
Yeah. And then we have Weta by Francis Baptiste.
Who will be playing at Shindig, our Battle of the Bands, tomorrow night at Redgate, $10, but no one turned away for lack of funds. And it'll be really awesome, and you should totally go and check it out and go and see our Shindig. And actually, when we saw that Francis Baptiste had applied, everyone was like, what? He doesn't have to duke it out. we can give him a show. Francis Baptiste is awesome.
Also, if you want to read about Francis Baptiste's last album, you should check out the... not the most recent issue of Discorder, or is it the most recent? The most recent issue of Discorder in the under review section.
Most definitely. And this song that we're playing from Francis Baptiste is actually from that album. I'm trying to see one sec if it's the title track. Is it called Weta? The album? I don't know. Because we're having some technical difficulties. One second, guys. Does anyone have any
jokes? In the
jokes?
Meanwhile, if you want to know even more about Francis Baptiste, we have an interview with him on our website, the CITR website, on March 4th, 2024.
That also, there's so much Francis Baptiste content in the CITR world, so check it all out. But here is Street Names and Land Claims by... Ombagezi. Hello.
Okay, we're just gonna yap for a sec here. So,
we're really good at that.
Cooper, tell us about your week.
Oh, my week? Oh, I could advertise something if I really wanted
to. Yes, sell it.
This weekend, I did the first weekend of a storytelling workshop that I'm doing at the Vancouver Central Public Library through ZZ Theater, which is a queer theater company in the city, and it's Rainbow Youth Storytelling. So they've been doing it for like 12 years, and this is the first year they've done it with youth. So if you want to come, you can show up and pick a story just based on the title. And then there's a bunch of different storytellers, and they'll bring you to your storyteller, and the idea is like you're checking them out like a book. I had a really great time this weekend at the library telling my story, and there's a lot of really good stories, so whatever title you choose, you're in for a treat. And I think that was pretty much everything I did this weekend. I went to a friend's soup night.
Nice.
Yum.
Yep.
I'm thinking about that video from Our Terra. Parliament.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let me Google.
Like, we should talk about that while this is loading, because that was so baller.
And I had someone come in to one of my classes and talk about it today. So,
cool. Well, we might
have enough time.
We might have our music working, yay, but we'll talk about it after. Mm-hmm. We'll come prepared.
Stay tuned. Tear down the statues, rainbow the hue, monumental receptacle, street name, land claim, take holiday, all the fashion, ecotourism, generation, jubilation.
Unbound. day I ease my suffering, I wash my sins away and wait for them to come again with the clarity pain can bring.
Vancouver summer night. I can't wait to sit by myself at the beach and look at my phone. Huh? What's that?
Man, what are you doing? Get over here and come jam.
Wow, what a lovely assortment of musicians. What are you guys doing?
This is East Studio. We come together and build connections over music. No musical experience needed. Just come socialize and build your confidence playing music if that's your thing.
Wow, this is so awesome. Now I have a real-life connections with Vancouver's international community of musicians and creatives. Thank you, E-Studio. E-Studio is an international jam group where we celebrate music from all around the world and play together. Follow us on Instagram at estudio.cafe. estudio.cafe.
Welcome back to Unceded Airwaves on CITR 101.9 FM in so-called Vancouver.
It's all of the ones on the dock, right?
The first four?
The songs you just heard, starting with Street Names and Land Claims by Ombigeezy.
Yes, Ombigeezy is an Anishinaabe band.
First we're just reading off what songs were on.
Oh, never mind, sorry,
then
I don't...
Oh, that's all good.
No,
it's
okay.
Sorry.
Just the name of the song. Just,
thank
out.
You. Oh, okay.
So you just heard.
Yes, you just heard Street Names and Land Claims by Ombigeezy, Unbound by Biziki, and You Light Up Like a Child by Black Belt Eagle Scout, and Wita by Francis Baptiste.
Yeah. What were our thoughts?
Unbound stuck out to me. Mm-hmm. I loved that one.
The vocals were amazing.
Yeah, that one, we were like looking at each other like, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, I really liked that one. It was very like intense and heavy, but in like a really nice comforting way somehow. Mm-hmm. I also really liked the Black Belt Eagle Scout song. I hadn't heard that one before. Mm-hmm. And very lovely and amazing and amazing and lovely.
So true.
So true.
I love her name.
Yes. I think everyone should listen to her. It's one of those, because all the artists we play on this show are across all genres, because the only requirement is that they are an Indigenous artist. So we play everyone. So a lot of the artists we play, there's usually not too many from the genres I listen to. I mean, today we have quite a few. Mm-hmm. But Black Belt Eagle Scout is one of my favorites mm-hmm. that like we play on this show that listen to a lot and really, really enjoy it. And really would love to interview. Mm. But, I mean, last year we did try to get tickets to her show at Redgate also, which sold out immediately, of course. So that's, like, too small of a venue.
Yeah, I found, like, when, like, names that are, like, recognizable, like, beyond so-called Vancouver come, it's, like, they immediately sell out. Like, yeah. I've seen some, like, I don't remember who it was, but I remember seeing someone that I knew, like, doing a tour, and their venue was Redgate. And I was like, what? Yeah. That's like 100 people, I think, max,
yeah,
probably.
That's what I thought for the Black Belt Eagle Scout thing, but they never answered my email.
Next time. Next
womp womp. Well, any other thoughts?
Did anyone look up the news that we want to talk about, or do we want to talk about the artists?
Mm-hmm. We can go over the news. So basically, 5 days ago in Aotearoa or New Zealand, the Member of Parliament, Hannah Rauhiti Maipi Clark, began a haka to oppose, to express her emotions because there was a vote being made on reinterpreting the country's founding treaty with the Maori people. And so she began the haka and others joined in. And other Maori MPs joined in, and then other spectators also joined in. And they brought the parliament to a halt. The party that introduced the bill argued that they need to legally define the principles of the 1840 Treaty of Waitangi. And the core... this is according to the BBC article. The core values of the treaty have, over time, been woven into New Zealand's laws in an effort to redress the wrong done to Maori during colonization. But others say that this has resulted in the country being divided by race. The people who oppose the bill say that it discriminates against non-Maori people, which is kind of a crazy statement to make.
Yeah, I was reading about this last night, and I was like,
yeah.
I was just taken aback.
Yeah, I just had someone actually, I'm just going to double check to make sure I'm not forgetting her name.
That's all good.
Alice Tupungi, I'm not entirely sure how to pronounce her name, but Somerville, who's a professor at UBC, who's Maori and was talking, came to my FNIS 100 class and was talking about the bill and basically saying that, like, there's the original treaty, and so what's been followed so far is, like, the treaty principles, because the original treaty, if they were to follow it, like, you can't actually have the colonizers be there. Like, it doesn't, similar to how a lot of treaties here in Canada ended up working out. Like, and she was saying basically, like, the right-wing people that were suggesting this bill want to not, like, there's a bit of a misconception of, because the treaty was originally in two different ones, one in Maori, one in English, that were, like, the distinction wasn't very clear, and it seemed like it was two different treaties. And some people signed one, and some more people signed the Maori one. And she was saying that it's that there's a misconception that they want to retranslate it or like continue to work with that, but they want to fully reinterpret it to basically mean that all people in New Zealand are indigenous, and they want to do it with other Maori leaders so they can kind of have like the performative indigenous, like, oh, see what a great relationship we have with indigenous people, but like basically stripping the Maori people of their rights by making everybody kind of indigenous.
That sounds kind of white paper.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was just thinking about. Yeah,
very white paper. Did Alice What's bring that up?
I'm not sure what that is.
You probably do.
Okay.
You probably do. You should look up white paper, because you probably definitely do. But I'll play. It's only 1 minute. Hopefully this is full video of the haka, but let's hope. Hello, sorry, that was very strange. For whatever reason, the video is not playing any audio. But hopefully we can get that to work. Let me find another video of it. But yeah, I've been thinking a lot about that, and I imagine, I mean, there's also been a lot of references to the way the elder next to her looks
yes.
at her, and how powerful that is. And what that just means for Indigenous people everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we're back here.
Yeah, that's a very crazy, like, proposition. To
do that,
yeah.
Like what?
Yeah,
you can't do that.
Like, no wonder they were so angry.
Yeah, and she was just talking about how like it's very widely agreed upon within a lot of Maori community that it would be like the most significant
setback.
Yeah, setback since contact.
Mm.
So yeah, it's pretty scary for what it means for other Indigenous groups globally.
Play it from your phone and put it onto the mic like this.
Once again, we're having major issues in the world.
Oh,
okay, so yeah. The world does want you.
Yeah. Sure. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
If 6 votes opposed.
The house is suspended until the ringing of the bell.
Yeah, and also the I don't know if it's Speaker of the House or whoever it is, but
the guy who sits at the front,
the moderator of it
yeah.
all. He's at the very beginning. He says something like, "Please don't do this."
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
And since you're listening to the audio, just know that the MP, Hannah, who was the youngest MP, I think.
Yeah, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, And she actually, on the day that she began or was sworn in, she also did a haka then. But also in this instant, when she started it, she stood up, ripped the paper in half as she was starting, and then the elder next to her smiled proudly.
Yes. Wow. So she's the youngest MP in so-called New Zealand in occupied Maori territories since 1853.
Wow.
Wait, what? How old was she when she was elected? She was born in 2002, guys.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Oh, my. So she's, for me, she's 2 years older than me. And then for you.
I was 2003.
So she's 1 year older. And then for you.
For me, she's also 2 years older. Or younger. Sorry.
2 years younger? Younger. Isn't that wild? Isn't that wild, though? Like, she's so, wow. That's mm-hmm. so inspirational. Like, and it had me thinking about. If we did, I was like looking into doing an episode on how the Maori Party came to be and what's going on there. So that's a potential. Mm-hmm. But for now, we can also talk about some of the artists that we played.
Mm-hmm.
Audrey made us a super awesome document so we can read some from that. So I think Ambigaze. Mm-hmm. Ambigaze? I think we were pronouncing it wrong. Ambigaze. And it means this is noisy. So that's the first band you heard, and they're an Anishinaabe band comprised of members Adam Sturgeon of Status Non-Status, who we've played on here before, and Daniel Monkman of Zune. So we can go to the next one.
Baziki, they're mainly based in Wisconsin. Their collaboration first began in the Eau Claire's Festival in 2015, organized on Ojibwe land. It's Joe Rainey, S. Carey, and Dylan Bazikings Jennings that make up the band, where the name comes from Dylan's childhood nickname, meaning Little Buffalo.
And Black Belt Eagle Scout... here, there's a quote here from She Shreds magazine that says, quote, "If you can imagine all the best things that the Pacific Northwest has brought to us, Mount Erie, grunge, Sleater-Kenny, the Girls Rock Camp, and the lush mountain ranges reimagined and told through the perspective of an indigenous, I'm sorry,
Swinomish Inupiaq.
Thank you, woman. If you can imagine the magic that would bring your life, then you can imagine Black Belt Eagle Scout."
From She Shreds magazine, also.
Next, we have Francis Baptiste, an indigenous songwriter and music journalist from the Soyuz Indian Band. And we have already said that we have an interview from them on March 4th, 2024. And Francis also performed in Shindig at Red Gate. Oh, is performing at Shindig at Redgate tomorrow on November 19th.
Yeah. He is Silch, and he makes some music in Insilchin language and is trying to learn so he can teach his son, which is really amazing. And the album, his most recent album, Senkalip the Trickster, is mostly about that. And it's really, really beautiful. And following him on social media and seeing his journey with his son, Finn, it's also lovely. And a lot of good medicine going on around there. But he's from where I grew up. So we have like a lot of mutual connections. And the Soyuz Indian Band, despite the name, is actually in Oliver, BC, not a Soyuz, which is just 20 minutes away. But it kind of connects all the way there. But yeah, shout out. He's from my little hometown. Mm-hmm. Super awesome. So next, you're going to be hearing three tracks. So first will be Not Enough by Ethereal, who is a Métis UBC student. And then?
And then we will have Voices Through the Rubble by The Hallucination, featuring Saul Williams.
And
Narsi.
And I believe all the funds from this song is going to UNRWA, mm-hmm. I think. And the art for it was done by Cole Pauls, who is a zine artist and cartoonist. He does a lot of really cool work, and he's based out of so-called Vancouver as well. And I have a few of his zines in our CITR zine library. And then after that will be Kikuino Aski La Terre Mère by Laura Niquet, which means in Cree, our Mother Earth, and in French, the Mother Earth. So those will be the three tracks that you will hear very shortly. So I hope your ears enjoy those tracks.
I don't even know what it means. Don't do vulnerability, 'cause I don't want you to see the real me. Motto starts with letter C. I can't do this, I got no belonging.
الحريه لفلسطين. The premise of many horror films are haunted houses built over mass graves. The science fiction ones imagine aliens coming to colonize and enslave the earth. Western's champion settlers over the indigenous. Projectionist archives of colonial exploits as entertainment.
Aski ne manachtan aski ne mutan aski ne reran aski ne taknen aski ne kitigan aski Miro kishigao askik Ne matasen askik Kimi wonro den nemskis kao Kishi deo kishi wao ksanao Kimi wonro den nemskis kao Kishi deo kishi wao ksanao Nemyo mishtuk e rotik Nebi won e kimyok Nishkochin e ksanak Abwe deo e maje kishidek Kimi won roten Unemskis kao Kishi deo kishi wao Ksanao Kimi won roten Unemskis kao
기대어기 지워 그선나오 사기근 에 슈고딕 네보 나반 네 백댄 니비 에 기지죽 시비
Hello.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to Unceded Airwaves on CITR 101.9 FM. What tracks did you just hear?
You first, Danny.
I'll read them. You heard one extra track than expected, but you heard Not Enough by Ethereal, Voices Through Rubble by The Hallucination and Saul Williams, and then Kikuino Aski, La Terre Mère by Laura Nikkei, and then Blush Boy by Kid Lucky. Mm-hmm.
And right now in the background is Mother by Mama Rude Gal, MTHC.
Mama Rude Gal.
We have talked about her here before.
Yes. So diva.
Diva.
Capital D. Capital D diva.
Purple heart emoji.
We know who this diva is. We do not even need to ask. Very good. Kid Lucky is Ava, who's a member's cousin. And that was pretty awesome, I think. Mm-hmm.
And Ava is the model on the cover of the
yes,
album.
Yes. Very cute. Yeah. I really like all of those songs. I really like the Ethereal one. Ethereal is like a step ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Her bio says, what does it say?
You're early.
You're early. Like, that's so good.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, such, like, professional curated
yeah.
graphics.
And no personal information no. anywhere.
Brand. Esoteric brand entity.
Mysterious.
I love it. And the cover is also really, really good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But do we have any quick comments about the artist that you heard from? The Hallucination was formerly known as A Tribe Called Red, and it is made up of Tim Hill and Aaron Thomas. And they are from, they're Mohawk of the Six Nations of the Grand River and Cayuga First Nation. They're based in so-called Ottawa. And then you also heard from Laura Nikkei, who is an Atikamekw artist from the Wimotachi Reserve in Morichi, Quebec. She distinguishes herself by her unique voice and her singing in her native language. She was the winner for Indigenous Artist of the Year at the ADISQ Gala and the TD Indigenous Songwriter Award from the SOCAN Foundation. SOCAN, we do a lot of work with in radio.
Mm-hmm. SOCAN. Kid Lucky has a really cool website, so you should go look at it.
And then Mama Rude Gal at MTHC. Did you want to read it?
Sure, sorry, I didn't compute that it was my turn. she is an Afro-Indigenous interdisciplinary artist from Siksika, thank you. Nation on Treaty 7 territory that in what is now Alberta. She makes hip-hop and R&B music and founded Rude Gang Entertainment and is an Indigenous hip-hop and multimedia group. Winner of Shindig 2018.
I didn't know that.
What?
Whoa.
And is the Indigenous Songwriter of the Year Award. Ooh.
Awesome. And then that's all the artists that you heard from today.
Right now we're hearing.
Well, right now you are hearing from...
Mother, Jake Blount and Mali Obobsawan. Is Mali Obobsawan related to Alanis Obobsawan?
There's a lot of Obobsawans.
Yeah, probably. So probably not.
But they could be. Maybe probably from the same nation.
Jake Blount is an Afrofuturist folklore musician based in Rhode Island, collaborating with Mali from the Abenaki First Nation at Odenak, mixing Afrofuturist folklore and Indigenous music. And Mali is in a band called Dear Lady as well.
Oh, I know Dear Lady. Mm-hmm. We've played them before. And that concludes everything.
Yeah.
We won't say goodbye, we'll say see you later.
Yes. See you later.
See you next Monday.
We'll see you next Monday.
You'd better come.
What it will be about, you don't know. And we might not either.
So you should come next Monday to find out.
Toodaloo.
Bye.
If I not know one of these days, not. You are currently hearing might be the result of the Audio Phenomenon Project. This is Purple Crow on CITR 101.9 FM.